Today we are celebrating Palm Sunday, and that's why you have palm fronds in your hands. Is that right? Today I'd like to tell you a story, but to hook you at the beginning, I'd like to say that we have a surprise in store for you and the congregation near the end of this story. Would you like me to tell you a story? This story is called The Donkey That No One Could Ride. The Donkey That No One Could Ride. And if you see this front cover here, it displays a pitiful donkey. Just so sad. And what we see here is that the donkey that no one could ride, no one could ride it for a reason. That's what we'll find out today. In Luke 19, it says, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem. He sent two disciples ahead. Go into that village over there, he told them. As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. All of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. This is a story about that donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. There once was a donkey, young, weak, and small, so weak he could carry nothing at all. Even when children sat on his hide, he'd wobble and tumble and fall on his side. No matter how much he tried or he cried, this was a donkey that no one could ride. He couldn't haul stones, he couldn't dig ditches, or carry the rich men with their big bags of riches. He couldn't pull carts with huge bales of hay. Just lifting a feather would make his legs sway. No, this donkey was useless, no good at all, too puny, too shaky, too scrawny, too small. Now the donkey's owner was quite mean and tough. He said to the donkey, I've had quite enough. He pointed his finger and said with a huff, you can't lift a person, no matter how light, so take all your things and get out of my sight. Go away from here, donkey, go away and just hide. What use is a donkey that no one can ride? So the donkey was led to the far edge of town, pulled by his neck with his head hanging down. He was tied to a post on a small dusty road and left all alone while his tears overflowed. He was born to be weak and born to be shy and born to be frightened and born to cry. Just then two men appeared alongside the post in the village where the donkey was tied. They came without warning on that fateful day. They came and untied him and took him away. The donkey was frightened. He said to the men, where are we going? And then said again, where are we going and what about me? Please leave me alone and let me be. Keep quiet, the men said. We mean you no harm. Just follow us quickly. There's no cause for alarm. They walked on for miles and miles until they got to a town at the foot of a hill. At the foot of the hill stood a man tall and thin, wearing a cloak and a beard on his chin. He had eyes that seemed sad and longish dark hair and a voice soft and gentle that floated on air. He said to the donkey, it's time that you knew about the great thing that you're destined to do. You'll carry me into the city, we two. Into the city, I'll ride atop you. What's that you say? Cried the donkey with dread. There's simply no way. You've been misled. I'm just a small weakling. You must go ahead and look for another to take you instead. You see, I'm just hopeless. Ever since I was born, I've been subject to insults and teasing and scorn. My back's somewhat crooked, my legs aren't strong. I'm just a big failure who does everything wrong. Won't you believe me? The sad donkey cried. Just leave me alone and cast me aside. I'm just a poor donkey that no one can ride. I want you to raise your hand if you've ever been told you're too small to do something. You haven't? Never? No? Maybe? I think it's very often. The man looked at him with a face that was wise, with a warm, tender smile and love in his eyes. And then in a calm and mysterious way, he opened his mouth and he started to say, my help is enough. It's all that you need. It's all you require in life to succeed. The weaker you are, the more strength I give. I'll be there to help you as long as you live. I know you feel tired and frightened and broken, But do you believe these words that I've spoken? Do you believe, I ask you again, do you have faith? You are mine, my friend. For some reason, the donkey was sure that he knew. The words that the man spoke were honest and true. They were said with such kindness and caring and love, it seemed that they came from heaven above. The donkey burst out, I believe that it's true. I believe, he repeated, yes, I do. The man stretched his hand out and closed both his eyes, and then to the little donkey's surprise, he felt a sensation he couldn't control from the top of his head right down to his soul. All of a sudden, he realized that now his body was stretching and changing somehow. Most amazing of all, at that very hour, the donkey began to sense he had power. He didn't feel small or weak any longer. Instead, he felt stronger and stronger and stronger. He could feel in his body the energy flowing. He could see with his eyes that his muscles were growing. His back felt like iron. His legs felt like steel. His chest felt so strong, it just couldn't be real. It's a miracle. It's a miracle, the donkey cried out. A miracle beyond any doubt. In order to show all the things that he felt, the donkey bowed down and knelt in front of the man who had made him so strong, with a beard on his chin and hair that was so long. The man looked upon him with sorrowful eyes, then sat on his back and told him to rise. We're bound for that city that's west of the hill. I have a great mission that I need to fulfill. The donkey got up, his tears had all dried. With big bulging muscles, he started to stride. No longer a donkey that no one could ride, now he had courage and power and pride. He started to stride, he started to run. He couldn't believe he was having such fun. With a clippity-clop and a clippity-clop, he kept right going on with no need to stop. But as they drew near to the gate of the town, the donkey could hear a very strange sound. The curious noise made him perk up his ears. What could it be? It sounded like cheers. Soon crowds of people came into sight, shouting and waving their arms with delight. They were cheering the man and giving him praise, yelling hosannas and crying hoorays. It was amazing to see the love that they expressed. They called him a prophet and said that he was blessed. In front of the donkey, they threw with their arms flowers and garments and branches and palms. They laid all these down and started to sing, calling the man a savior and king. The donkey was happy, gone were his tears. Never had people sung in his ears. Never was there a moment so sweet as carrying a king with palms at his feet. Are you curious what the surprise is? The surprise is that the congregation is so proud of you singing in front of everyone that they're going to throw a parade for you. And what they're going to do is we're going to walk in a line. We're going to walk up and down these aisles. And what they'll be doing is they'll be cheering and happy. And they'll be saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Because they're happy that you came and they're happy that you sang. Okay? So we're going to have our own parade. The congregation needs to start cheering because we're all excited. And if you'll follow me, we're having a parade. We're like the donkey who walked in the parade. Look at that. Look at that. How neat. Hosanna. 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 Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Wow. All for us. All for us. For us? For me? For me? For me? You all can be seated again. Thank you, congregation. Not you. There's one more page. There's one more page, and then there's what I want you to learn from this story. Okay? This is the last thing. And all his life after, the donkey rejoiced that the king had made such a wonderful choice. To help with the greatest mission of all, the king used a donkey, young, weak, and small. There will be times in your life when people tell you, and you'll start to think that you're too small, you're too weak, and you're not good enough to do the mission in front of you. But what I want you to know is that you need to remember you are God, and that you have an entire village who just cheered for you and who just threw you a parade because they were so proud of you. And because of that, because you belong to God and because you belong to the village, you can have the strength that you need to complete any mission, and even the most important mission of all, which is being you. Okay? Let's pray together. Almighty God, you rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday using a donkey, young, weak, and small. As we strive to become like the least of these, like these little children, God, may you help us all in remembering that we are yours and that we belong to you and your village. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.